Good morning. Good morning, good morning. I have a really important question. You ready? The question is it ever hard to say the right thing? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's really hard to say the right thing, especially if it means we have to, you know, tell somebody we did something wrong. Has your mom ever come to you and said, are you the one who did, I don't know, make the mess in the kitchen? Are you the one who pushed your little brother? That never happens, right? Yeah. Sometimes we have to speak up when it's really, really difficult. And even just learning how to talk is really difficult. Like, some of us are still learning how to speak, learning how to use our words and learning how to speak. We heard from a prophet today. His name is Jeremiah. And Jeremiah was young. And God called on him anyway, and he said, Jeremiah, you're going to speak for me. Can you imagine, Sophia, if God came to you and said, Sophia, you're going to speak for me? What would you do? Clam up, right? Like you're doing now. Like, your look on your face is like terrified. Right. So if God came to you and said, you're going to speak for me, Raph. Yeah, I'd say I wouldn't know what to say either. I'd be really super nervous, and Jeremiah was really nervous, and he was terrified. He didn't think he was old enough. He didn't think he was smart enough. He didn't think he was good enough. How many of us have ever felt that way? Sometimes things are really difficult. Well, I'm here to tell you today, even though Jeremiah didn't feel good enough or smart enough or big enough, God used him anyway. What is the most important thing that we can tell other people?
About God.
That God loves them. Correct, Sophia. That is the gift that we are given. Not only are we loved by God, but we get to use our voice to tell other people that they are loved too. So just like we have the power to use our voices for bad, sometimes we make mistakes and say bad things, right? We have the power to use our voice for good. So I have a challenge for you today, and that is to remember that everything you say is what God has offered for you to say. And most important, use your voice for good and remind people that they are loved. Can you do that for me? Use that voice that God has given you. Let us pray before you head back to your seats. Lord God, we give you thanks for our voices and for our courage that you have given us, that we can share your love with all people. Help us to remember that we use our voices for good and not to hurt or harm. We give you thanks in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Thanks for coming on up.